What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show. What's good, everyone? This is your girl, Brianna Javon, and I'm here just a quick intro because we are getting ready for season 10. If you did not catch up with season 9, this is your time to do so now. In the meantime, we're going to do some amazing short clips of season 9 just to get you prepared for season 10. If you haven't already, we do have a poll actively on social media to see what do you want to hear and see for season 10. Of course, you guys pick the themes, and then from there, we go ahead and start reaching out. We get all the production together and we make sure that another season is amazing, not only to us, but to you as well. So in the meantime, one, go ahead and go to social media, pick the chosen theme. And number two, go ahead and catch up from season 9 and let's get started with our very first episode.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Oh my gosh, I love that. So it's always going to be things that I enjoy, things that I get benefit from, and things that I think are simple. I am so, like most people, complex, right? And I'm layered. And so professionally, I am a tenured professor of counseling. I am a licensed therapist. So I teach at the university level. I also have a private practice. But then I'm also like just a girl who is out here living and trying to make the best of life and trying to just really live my life and not just be in it. You know, like I actually want to experience life in the best way possible. In academia across the country, it's 1% of Black women who are tenured professors in the country. It's like you get to a fork in the road. And it's like, which way am I going to go? You know, am I going to fall off the cliff or am I going to climb the mountain? It's just a natural ebb and flow of life. So that's kind of how I got into wellness and silence, which is very uncomfortable. It's extremely uncomfortable. And then I moved up to 5 minutes and just focused on breathing. And so your mind is naturally going to veer off to all of the things that you got to do and what are you missing and, oh, this is too hard to do, but constantly redirecting yourself back. I will try almost anything, you know, except for like, you know, crack and stuff like that. You know, like you're like, oh, life doesn't have to be as hard. You know, it's going to be hard, but you can ride the wave instead of going against the wave. If you're used to living in chaos, I guess that's what you're going to want more of, right? So whatever it is that you focus on, whatever it is that you're doing, it's going to get bigger. You're going to want more and more of it, whether you believe it or not. And so, yeah, I just wanted more of it. You have to be intentional about putting you on your calendar, you know? So like at this age, if I don't put something on my calendar, it's not going to happen. I think so many people, they went on other people to give them permission. Like, is this okay? What do you think? Should I do what, you know? And I don't even care, you know, like I have to take care of me because if I don't take care of me, nobody else is coming to save me. The common thing that I'm going to say is everybody is dealing with something. This everybody's struggling with something. I think one of the most important things when you're struggling with something, no matter what it is, the thing that I always try to highlight is what are the patterns. Once you start to look at and identify what the patterns are and where they came from, when they start to show up, then you are able to say, oh, that's what that is. That's mm-hmm. not happening right now. And then we can start to kind of change some of those patterns and create some new ones. Attachments show up in friendships. They show up in romantic relationships. They show up just in how you work in the workplace, right? So attachments are very huge. But so often people are either unwilling or unaware that this is something that's going on to be able to take a look at it and change it. It's not a destination, it's a journey. And you never quite get there. You didn't just arrive at this person that you are. And so it's unrealistic to think that you are going to arrive at the person who you want to be, you know, and become. So, and then I realized, and it clicked in my mind very early on, this is something I'm gonna have to do for the rest of my life. Now I understand that there were so many more benefits that come with it. So it's really for my health now, because when I am working out, it helps to release our endorphins. So that's our body's natural happy chemicals, right? I want to be able to walk up a flight of stairs. If I fall, be able to catch myself, not break a hip, and just be able to be vibrant, you know, enjoying life and not just worrying about putting on the cute dress anymore. So it's definitely shifted and taken on a different look for me now. I think to give yourself permission to do what you need to do for you, it's not wrong to feed back into yourself.
True wellness isn't just about feeling better. It's about becoming whole again.
But honestly, I do really believe that. And I do try to be the best version of myself. And it's ongoing work that I actively do on a daily basis.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.